Now, this Thursday is Radio Prague's 70th birthday. On August the 31st, the first ever program in English was broadcast from Prague, and the date is considered the birth of the International Shortwave Service in Czechoslovakia. On that occasion, I spoke to Radio Prague's editor-in-chief, Gerald Schubert, who stresses that in 2006, Radio Prague is much more than a shortwave radio station.
Of course it is. For more than 10 years we offer web pages of Radio Prague, of course in all the six languages we are broadcasting in. And the development of these internet pages is, I think, very good. We have about 500,000 visitors every month. That means that we certainly don't have to hide ourselves in that case.
Radio Prague's website offers all the stories we cover, both in sound and text, but also much more.
Yes, of course. I mean, what we now offer is the possibility to podcast our stories. Podcasting is a technology that enables the computer to download automatically. Actually, you kind of teach the computer what you're interested in. You tell the computer what kind of audio files you want to have on your hard disk, and the computer regularly does this download, and then you can listen to that program on your computer or on your MP3 player. That means that actually you can kind of create a made-to-measure program for yourself and compose your own radio program.
What are the plans for the near future, both in terms of new technology and content of Radio Prague's broadcast?
So, of course, the podcasting is not the last step in the technical evolution. We also, in the future, we will have to find the right balance between the different platforms we are presenting our program on. We broadcast on shortwave, we have internet, we broadcast on satellite. Mainly between the broadcasting on shortwave and via internet, there is some difference in how you create a story. You will write differently if you write for a radio program or if you write for an internet web page. So the question is always how far the internet pages should kind of mirror our radio program, or whether we want to see it as a separate medium. So this is a current discussion not only in Radio Prague, but actually in all the radio stations in the world. And concerning contents, I would like to stress our international programs. We are, Radio Prague is part of some international programs in some international projects in different languages. For instance, in the English version, there is something called Network Europe. Maybe our listeners know that it's a cooperation between different English foreign programs in Europe. Something similar is existing in our German version, something similar is existing in our French version. And another big international program where we could maybe cover these three language versions in one big trilingual international program is maybe on the way. And I think this is a very interesting perspective for the future, because in the globalized or globalizing world, there should be some kind of, I would say, international domestic news.
That was Gerald Schubert, Radio Prague's editor-in-chief, who's from Vienna and was previously a member of our German department for a number of years.